Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. That's fitbod.me/zabe. Okay, my degenerate friends, let's talk about the wonderful dark art of gambling. Yes, dancing with the point spread. Going two fists in all the way up to your elbows, wearing farm animal gloves. All right, that was weird. My point is, every game you watch is a little bit more spicy, with something on it, you know? That's why you should get dialed in today at mybookie.ag. I've got an account, and you know what? I throw 10, 15, 20 bucks on stuff all the time. That's it. You can even bet less. MyBookie.ag is perfectly legal, and having worked with them for over 2 years, they are a rare exception of credibility in a sea of fly-by-nighters. And the handful of times anybody has had a problem, they take care of it right away. Why? Because I send one email, and they go, oh, we don't want to get this. We'll take care of this. Relax, everybody. You got me backing you up. NFL, college football, NBA, college hoops, PGA Tour, NHL, Premier League, everything but Bush Kazi from Afghanistan, you can bet on it. Right now, MyBookie will match your deposit halfway, all the way up to $1,000 additional to put in play. Terms and restrictions do apply to bonus dollar matches. Read the website for details. Promo code is ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, to get that additional matching money. Get some sweet action in 2020. MyBookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid. Today on the ZabeCast, LSU overwhelms Clemson to complete the greatest season in college football history. And are they the best team of the modern era? Notorious J.A.Y. will help me sort it out. Also, Odell Beckham Jr. handing out hundreds. A new game called White Guy, Black Guy. Deciphering coach speak and the greatest game show I had never heard of until now. Your bonus 30 minutes of me is locked and loaded, so buckle up and let's go!
Here we go!
Wednesday, January 15th, 2020. What I love, thank you for downloading and thank you for listening. What I love about the NFL and our obsession with it is that it really pulls you through the month of January like a fast tow truck. It's glorious. January 15th. Do you not feel like I do? Like, oh, shit, half of this dreary winter month is now gone. Of course, February is going to be a slog. Hopefully, you've got a vacation planned. I'm going to be taking a group of ne'er-do-wells down to Mexico for 97-3 of the game, our first ever Sunburn Bowl 1 promotion. That's going to be grand, a week after the Super Bowl. And then you get to March, and you're like, if you're living in the East or the Upper Midwest or the Northeast, you're like, oh, God, March should be springish. It's not spring. March is just February 2. And of course, February is a leap year this year, so we got 29 days there. But we're halfway through January. I haven't even looked up from my box scores and highlights, and I'm like, yes, we are chugging our way through the month of January. Before I get to Jay, this is an actual email from an actual person who would prefer his name be redacted from the reading into the record. And of course, I grant anonymity and redactions to anybody who wants to send me genuine emails. This one comes to me from Kansas City. Zabe, I was at the Chiefs game on Sunday, and it was glorious. It was announced that the stadium had run out of touchdown fireworks, but they still shot them off after the game, so go figure. Might have been a bit of a work. Also, I need your opinion on a far more important matter. I, along with the majority of my friends, are diehard Chief fans, despite years and years of being repeatedly and incessantly kicked in the jewels. So one of my acquaintances is a big sports fan, loves all the local teams, Mizzou, the Royals, the Chiefs. Well, his daughter has now been dating an undisclosed player for the Tennessee Titans. This kid is a local kid from the KC suburbs, and he's a Mizzou alum. Yada, 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 fast forward. This dad friend of mine now holds Titans watch parties, and he has basically flipped his allegiance off of the Kansas City Chiefs. And he is also rooting for the Titans this Sunday in the AFC title game. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? 45 years of fandom traded away for the guy who's sticking it to your firstborn child? What say you, Zabe? I understand that you may not be the best person to ask since you have been straddling that Packers-Redskins fence now for a while. I am incredulous, though. There is not a scenario in the world in which I would turn my back on one of my teams. I grew up a Chiefs fan, and I will pull for them and Father of the Year nominee Tyreek Hill until my last dying breath. P.S. If you need to discuss this, keep our names out of it and just let it be known. Said Titans player is a great guy. A little better than AB, and so is the family in question. Awaiting your judgment, signed, redacted. Well, I cannot disapprove of this enough. And you may say, well, that's pretty heady of you, pretty haughty of you, mister. Mr. half-Redskin, half-Packer fan, how does that work exactly? Put me aside for a second. It's okay that this guy, lifelong Chief fan, has a daughter who is dating a Titan and holds Titan watch parties throughout the year. The Titans and the Chiefs are not natural enemies. They do live in the same conference, but not in the same division. They have no great historical rivalry, although the Titans did knock the Chiefs out a couple years ago. So I don't have any problem with that. I don't even have a problem with the father letting the daughter host a Titans watch party at his house on Sunday for the AFC Championship game. I have no problem with the daughter rooting as hard as she can for the Titans and her beau during the watch party at said father's house. But that dad better goddamn well sure root for the Kansas City Chiefs. It is unacceptable to me, and the daughter has to understand that. Daddy, are you going to root for the Chiefs? Fuck yeah, I am. My house. You can bring all your Titan friends, and you can yay, 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 woo, woo, woo. But trust me, when Patrick Mahomes activates God mode, okay, I stole that from Nick Wright. It was a pretty good line. When he activates God mode and whoops ass on the Titans, I am not letting up. You know why, honey? Sweetheart? Firstborn love of my life? That's sports. That's sports. You win some, you lose some. You root alongside your friends and family. There are husbands and wives who are on the absolute diametric opposite side of white-hot rivalries. Bears, Packers, Redskins, Cowboys, Raiders, Chiefs, and on down the line. So that would be my ruling on that. To flip his allegiance, to flip it right before what could be Kansas City's finest moment? Oh, no. No, no. We can't have that. Today's episode brought to you by MyBookie.ag, the official online gambling hangout of this, the Zabecast. More lines on more games than you can imagine, more ways to play, fast payouts, outstanding customer service. MyBookie.ag has an easy interface. You can track your winnings and your bad beats. NFL playoffs are now here. Time to crush it. College hoops, now more upset heavy than ever. So let's clean up on some shockers in the winter. NBA looks like Lakers Bucks in June, but hey, we can still make money on any given Tuesday throwing some heat at Grizzlies and Pelicans. Sweet action. Promo code right now for 2020 is ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. Get half your deposit matched up to $1,000. Terms and restrictions apply and bonus money. See website for details. You don't have to be some whale like Mr. X and throw around $1,000 a night. You can be a little dink and dunker like me and nobody's gonna know or laugh at you. MyBookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid. Time now for Notorious J.A.Y. Notorious. Just letting the music play here for a second. I thought I had his phone number handy. Ah, there we go. This is a cold call, by the way. We'll see if he answers on the first ring. I hope so. And knock this out and be done with it. Get to drinking on a Tuesday night. Come on, Jay.
Hello.
Hello! Yeah. This song has the best fucking groove. It just sits right in it. Turn it up! All right. Hi, Jay. How you doing today?
How are you? I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
So we got a lot to talk about today, including a new game called White Guy, Black Guy. I know you're excited for that game. You sound excited.
I'm excited to see how this turns out.
Okay. All right. Let's dig into it. Let's start with the college football championship. Were you not entertained, my friend?
I love it when Dabo Sweeney loses. So I was a great weekend. The Ravens go down and Dabo goes down. I couldn't have asked for anything better.
Now, where does your anti-Dabo stance come from?
I dislike him a little less than Urban Meyer in my hatred of coaches, college coaches.
What? Because he's too phony? He's too rah-rah?
He's phony. He whines. He's not a great coach. What do you mean? We go alphabetical and numerical.
Okay, so you judge him not a good
by the name, and he goes by the name of Dabo. Really, you have a first name. I'm sure it's not Dabo.
I don't know. I'm going to look it up on Wikipedia right now.
I'm sure he's got a real name like Ken or Lou or something like that.
Okay, where do you stand there? Where do you stand then? I should say, on Marty Smith of ESPN.
I like Marty Smith. Marty Smith is genuine.
Okay.
Did you see that there was a young African-American reporter having a tough time at the stand-up?
I saw
and
that.
And he messed up. And Marty didn't even know the camera was running. That's a genuine dude right there.
Yeah. No, that was nice. I like Marty Smith's energy and his down-home Southern enthusiasm and that whole thing.
And he's got great hair.
Great hair, great beard. Fit
That's
fella.
Right.
Small, fit fella. William Christopher Swinney.
Again, Dabo. You can't go by Bill Sweeney, Dabo.
Listen.
Really. And Jay, I know he's got a tough, Jay, he's got a tough backstory.
I know. But Jay, yeah, here's whatever. The thing. All these coaches have to have a hook. They got to have a shtick. They got to be salesmen. They got to be charlatans. They've got to be front men. It's a whole show, man. You know that.
Whatever.
What coaches do you like then in college football?
I love Coach O.
Of course. Do you know?
Do you know
Coach O had drinking problems and a restraining order taken out against him?
Mm-hmm. Did not know that. Yes, I just found it out today.
Here's a commercial. Ed Orgeron when he was at Ole Miss.
Hey, I'm Coach O. I just love my Hummer. I believe the Hummer is the best vehicle on the road. Be tough, aggressive, and it represents everything that we want at Ole Miss. I have my Hummer. You need a Hummer? Tell them about it, JoJo.
Mississippi, they are here. The new Rogers Dabbs H3 Hummers are here.
The folks at Rogers Dabbs Hummer are first-team players. Come see them.
Rogers Dabbs and Hummer like nothing else. New H3 starting at just $32,000.
Love it.
Ah, there it is. I do love Ed Orgeron as well. I'm not going to judge him on the fact he's had drinking problems and maybe, you know, got mad at his was it his ex-wife that he got a restraining order against? The current woman that was under his arm afterwards, who was that? What number was she?
I'm looking. I think there was two from what this says. But can I say something though about it, the Ed Orgeron story that's, you know, not floating around, but USC spurned him and blah blah blah. Let's set the record straight. He lost to UCLA and Notre Dame. He beat Stanford and lost to UCLA and Notre Dame. That's not real good on the resume if you're trying to get a job at USC.
No, and so I think he was.
A lot of people forget that.
And I think
I wanted him as the coach. But people forget he lost to UCLA and Notre Dame going down the stretch.
Plus, I don't know if that act works in Southern California. That po' boy, gumbo, I need some booty.
He's got the perfect job. He really does. He's in his home state. He got the perfect job.
But none of it works if they don't find a quarterback. And it took Joe Burrow making a huge leap thanks to that passing coordinator from the Saints, Joe Brady.
Who is now the OC for the Carolina Panthers.
What? He got hired today?
Yeah. About maybe a half hour ago, 45 minutes ago.
Oh, shit. Yes. All right, then. So there it goes. He's, you know, to me, Coach O looks like just the happiest dude in the world. And he's just, go Tigers! And he's always like, it's great for the great state of Louisiana and the people down here. And I mean, it's just great, you know. The talent, by the way, Jay, in Louisiana. You could wall off the state, recruit only in state, and still be a top five program. That's a sick football state down there, bro.
And just think, they lost, I want to say, maybe 20% after the flood. So just think what it was like before the flood.
You mean in New Orleans? Yeah, but I think also,
a lot of people left and never came back. That's what I'm just saying.
True. You're right. But there's still enough talent spread out through the swamplands and the lowlands and the bayous of Louisiana. Mm. Rich talent area.
Their wide receivers are sick. Their wide receivers are sick. It was just talent up and down that lineup.
It was.
Somebody
is quibbling with Kirk Herbstreit saying that Burrow was only a two-star recruit. And they were like, no, he wasn't. He averaged a four-star recruit. And I said, okay, does that really matter? How many stars was Ja'Marr Chase? 37? Because that fucker runs like the wind and catches everything.
They had safeties who I'd never heard of who played, and I was like, well, that had to be a five-star.
Yeah.
All the quarterbacks were 6'3", 210.
Right. So is this the greatest college football team ever?
No.
Asterisk ever in the college game day era, which began in 1987.
No.
Okay, you have four choices, and here they are. 15-0 LSU that beat seven top 10 teams, that has the number one quarterback who set a record for touchdowns in a year with 60, is going to put a bunch of first-rounders in the NFL, that beat everybody and came out of the roughest neighborhood, the Hell's Kitchen of divisions in college football, the SEC West.
West, yeah.
15-0, not 12-0. That's choice number one. Choice number two is the Clemson Tigers of last year, the first team to go 15-0 and beat Alabama to slay El Guapo, the monster, the boss man at the end of the video game in Nick Saban and the Crimson Tide with Tua Tagovailoa, fully healthy. The third choice would be the 09 Alabama team that also went undefeated. They did not play in the college football era. It was a BCS championship. They crushed Texas in the title game. And then the fourth choice would be the 2001 Miami Hurricanes.
Ding, 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 ding. There you go. That's
okay.
It.
Who went 12-0 in the old BCS era, in which the committee gave them a real lollipop for a title game, opponent in Nebraska. That was the year Nebraska gave up 63 to Colorado in the championship game of the Big 12, and they still got in. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
But
that team,
like
that Miami team,
guys
had
in the NFL.
Right.
Yeah.
Amongst others, Clinton Portis, the late Sean Taylor, K2, I'm a Soldier, before he went wild and started raping chicks. I mean, kind of.
Jeremy Shockey was a backup.
By the way, kind of a cursed team, if you ask me. Portis is facing jail time for a embezzlement scandal or a fraud scandal involving medical equipment for former players. Sean Taylor was murdered.
No longer with us.
And Kellen Winslow going to jail for rapey.
But a lot of other good players
on that team. 2001. Miami Hurricanes. So that's your favorite team. That you think that's the best team right there?
I think that's the best team, yes.
Yeah.
And I'll always say, by the way, I hate Miami, but
sure.
You got to salute in depth.
Somebody pointed out that had the committee not fucked up and left Miami out of the title game either the year before or after, and had that late flag in the Fiesta Bowl
terrible. Not
fucked them, that Miami would have basically had three titles in a row, which is unprecedented.
One of the worst calls in the history of college football.
Right. Frank Gore was on that team as well. Quarterback stunk, though. Ken Dorsey. Bryant McKinney was on that team. Another absolute
late
stud.
Wait a minute. No, that's not the one.
Bryant McKinney?
I thought that's not the guy who died in Minnesota from the heat stroke. No. Ryan McKinney's still with us, right?
Oh, yeah. Another player, Ed Reed, you might have heard of him.
Never heard of him.
He has a mustard jacket, so he turned out pretty good. Andre Johnson, pretty good on that team.
There you go.
Willis McGahee, Vince Wilfork.
Never heard of any of these guys.
Roll.
Never heard of him either.
Holy fucking shit. Najee Dumpinport.
Dumpinport. Oh, God, what a story that was.
Did I mention Philip Buchanan was on that team as well?
No. See, again, and now I will give it to LSU for this. In this current BCS model, it is tougher to go undefeated and win the whole thing. Yeah. I will give them that. But that team in 2001 had so many bona fide stars, it's not even funny.
Did I mention that they also had a guy by the name of Jonathan Vilma on the team?
Jeremy Shockey was a backup. Remember that? Greg Olsen? Or was it Greg Olsen?
No, he's not on there. Roscoe Parrish was a drafted backup. Here are the starters for the Hurricanes. There's a grid here on this website I'm looking at. And NFL draft picks. So just guys that were drafted, which is not a insignificant thing. Shockey was on the team, but he was the starting tight end. Kellen Winslow was the backup on 01.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But they were both on the team, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ken Dorsey, Clinton Portis, Najee Davenport, Andre Johnson, Daryl Jones, Jeremy Shockey, Bryant McKinney, Martin Bibla at right guard, and Joaquin Gonzalez were also drafted. Defensively, Jerome McDougal, William Joseph, Matt Walters, and Andrew Williams were the front four. Vilma, DJ Williams were your linebackers. Philip Buchanan, Mike Rumpf was drafted as a right corner. Ed Reed and James Lewis. Backups on that team included Sean Taylor.
Oh, ding.
Vince Wilfork.
Ding.
Daryl McGlover, Alfonso Marshall, Carlos Joseph, Vernon Carey, and Willis McGahee as backups.
And you know how some people like to say something stupid like, I think that team could have beat the fill-in worst team in the NFL. That team might have given one of those teams a run for their money.
Oh, I forgot. Rocky McIntosh, Redskin linebacker, was on that team. Oh. He was a third stringer. Holy shit, they were loaded. Well, anyway, hell of an accomplishment. Maybe the greatest team or one of the greatest teams ever. Odell Beckham was handing out money on the sideline.
Somebody said it was fake.
Could have been.
Okay, but then also I got a text from a former college player who said, once you're done with your last game, you are no longer a student. If you're a senior, no, you're no longer a student athlete.
True.
So you can get money. So
yeah,
either way.
I think for them they would be in the clear if it was real, although the NCAA can be full of shit. and really tortured in their reasoning, they could, in theory, I'm thinking, say, lack of institutional control to bring back NFL players, let them roam the sideline, and start putting money in people's palms.
And you know that phrase I used once, doing too much? That's doing too much, Odell.
Well, no kidding.
He just can't. Like, Tyrann Mathieu, they showed him once, he was sitting on the bench. Odell Beckham is running up and down the sideline, talking to people. He's consistently doing too much.
Yeah, I don't mind the old guys coming back. Booger McFarland was there as well. Went out for the coin toss.
Thank God he didn't speak.
Speaking of Honey Badger, he was wearing a Chanel hoodie on the sideline.
Hey, being in the club has its privileges.
Do you know what that hoodie cost?
It's $4,000.
Shit, dude. How do you know? $3,586.
Yeah, Chanel marks it up. If it's Chanel, it's over at 2,000.
It's a fucking cotton hoodie.
Again.
There's not $4,000 of technology in a hoodie.
That's a lot of sweatshop hours, excuse me.
Unbelievable. It's one of those things you wear just because people will notice it, Google it, and go, holy shit, that's expensive. You must be stupid rich.
By the way, more breaking news very quickly. Can I give you this nugget?
Yes, go ahead.
I know you were getting done with your show. Joey Cora, out.
Fired?
Yes. They have parted ways.
We've allowed him to pursue pursue other projects.
I mean, I'm sorry, I said Joey Cora. Alex Cora, excuse me. That's the second time I've done that. I keep having Joey Cora. Alex Cora out as manager of the Boston Red Sox.
You know what, Jay? I've been calling Nick Bosa Kyle Bosa for several days now.
Because Kyle Shanahan,
I don't know why it is. Together. He looks like a Kyle to me. What can I say? Yeah. And then there was the guy, the sheriff, that went into the locker room and told the LSU players, you know, I could arrest each and every one of you for smoking cigars in this locker room right now. And he was dead serious. He did not attempt to do that. But can you fucking imagine?
That would have been the last time he'd have been a sheriff of anything.
In Louisiana.
In Louisiana, of all places, yes.
They would tell the story, sitting around the water cooler at the station, for decades. Well, remember that time old Jimmy Jones thought he'd be the hard-ass sheriff after the Tigers won the national championship? I'm going to arrest you. And he pulls out his badge and he gets his cuffs and he's just like, hey, Joe Burrow, come over here. I'm going to arrest you. They beat the living shit out of him. And there wasn't a jury in Louisiana that would have convicted one of them boys for doing
it. Is that your Cajun accent? It's pretty good.
Sort of.
That's pretty good.
Cajun Southern, I guess.
Same thing.
And then there's the coach's room. Did you watch any of the coach's room?
I used to watch that religiously, but when I saw that Mike Gundy was going to be on there,
yeah, you didn't want any part of it.
Guy I don't like with that stupid mullet. Yeah. I couldn't handle that for 2 hours.
Somebody said, when's he going to get rid of the mullet? And I was like, why? It's working. Don't go away from your bread and butter. Of course, he dyes it black. You can tell he's 51 years old. You know there had to be some gray in that. Okay, so here was some of the gibberish from the coach's room, and then I want to hone in on a specific phrase and see if you can make heads or tails of it. I think I've done it now. This, by the way, for you loyal 1%ers, you will have heard me talk about this audio on my show on 97.3 The Game in Milwaukee, on the Team 980 in D.C., and yes, I'm doing it again here on the Zay.
Three-peat. All right.
And that's a you problem. That means you are listening to too much of me.
Yes.
But it's a good enough piece of audio, and I want to play it, and I want Jay to hear it. Okay, here we go. Come on. What the hell's going on here? Why is that not playing? Okay, now I got to figure this one out here.
Who this bitch is?
Oh, that works right there. Oh, the volume is all the way down.
Oh, no, but the other piece on that too. I mean, we're talking about that. Go ahead.
You know what he's going to tell you? He's going to say 77 was coming at me, and I couldn't even see what color of the day it was.
When in doubt, cut his outside
daytime
leg
or nighttime.
A pile.
No doubt. Now is that legal?
Well,
that's illegal now, D.
You'd rather have a penalty.
An offensive guy outside of 5 yards.
I think.
First of all, does that talking over and that sort of coaching gibberish bother you?
No, but
okay.
Besides Gundy, who else was?
Gundy, Derek Mason.
Oh, Derek Mason, yes, okay.
Coach at Vanderbilt, Gary Patterson at TCU, and then Jeff Hafley, who is at Boston College.
Never heard of him.
Okay. He's apparently a young hotshot, came from Ohio State. We'll see.
If he sees you, okay. You front him up, you can.
I think.
Within your 5 yards.
Yeah, that's right.
He was past 5 yards, I think. But yes, but what I'm saying,
this was the screen pass that helped set up there. It was 28-23. Burrow nearly threw a pick six, and then they had third and long, and Clemson blitzed, and they beat him with a screen. That's what they're describing.
Those offensive linemen, so many times they miss. Yeah. He did a great job of coming to balance. Just square him up, right?
Yep.
He's 185, you're 385. Just square him up, and they did a great job. What were you going to say, Coach?
No.
Here we go. Listen to this. Tell me if you know what he's saying.
Out there, man, you teach one or two things, man. You teach, man, run a 1.340 through the outside leg, or you teach a foot fake, because the lineman doesn't know where the ball is. A lot of times the ball's out of phase. So, man.
All right, what the fuck was that?
I'm not even going to pretend to decipher what he said. A 180, whatever.
Here.
You gonna say, Coach?
No, out there, man, you teach one or two things, man. You teach, man, run a 1.340 through the outside leg, or you teach a foot fake. Because
run a 1.340, which I assume means the fastest burst of speed you can, and try to blow up the lineman's outside leg to chop him down, or do a foot fake. I don't know what a foot fake is.
Not even going to pretend to know what any of that is.
And then when he says the football is out of phase, someone explained to me, it's like the lineman doesn't know if the football has been thrown to the back yet, if the quarterback's been delayed, if he's running for his life, that the play has a timing and a schedule on its own, and sometimes it's out of phase.
The lineman doesn't know where the ball is. A lot of times the ball is out of phase. So, man, I couldn't tell there whether or not the DB, I mean, it happened to the DB too. It happened so fast. But
I mean, that's Carlos. That's like when you guys go back and every time you watch practice, if your corners in practice ever end up inside the ball,
yeah,
you're setting yourself up.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, I never let my corners get inside the ball, Jay. This is good. By the way, they talk about the transfer portal. Listen to this.
Play this game, though. The screen game.
Remind me to show you something. Come here, somebody that went in the portal. Guess where he's going to end up? I'm going to show you.
That's Patterson.
We got another portal tonight?
When we go into break, I'm going to show you something.
So that was Gundy going, we got another kid in the portal? Apparently it was
the Houston QB.
Yes, exactly. Who's a stud.
He's probably going to be at Oklahoma.
Probably. But it makes you wonder, do these coaches have a portal app and they can just blink? See when a guy has entered the transfer portal?
Yeah, you have a new portal entry. Of course it does. Of course they have that.
Okay, time to play white guy, black guy. It's a game that's going to be sweeping the nation. Actually, it's not. It's only a game that Jay and I can play because we can be honest with each other about race relations and racial double standards. Here we go.
All right.
Julian Edelman got arrested over the weekend for jumping on some dude's Mercedes in Beverly Hills and denting the hood.
Yes.
And he was arrested on misdemeanor vandalism. Nick Wright of Fox Sports 1 and First Things First went ham on Twitter, just wouldn't stop yammering about this, trying to make comparisons to Odell Beckham Jr. and implying there was a racial double standard, calling him a PED user, which is true, and a guy who got arrested. Two things which Odell Beckham, they're like, and he's being called a good teammate. And another guy who's a much better player who hasn't been in trouble with the law is being called a bad teammate and implying a racial double standard. Well,
he may not be wrong on it. What off the field has Odell Beckham ever done? Nothing.
Well, he was seen with a probable pile of cocaine in a hotel room in Paris with some skin.
That was what was the guy for the Caps?
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, so there is that. But I think the argument is nobody's saying Odell Beckham is a criminal. They're saying
he's a piece of shit.
He's a cantankerous, bad teammate who took half his team on a boat trip before a playoff game at Lambeau and then dropped six passes in a loss, and also is a guy who is quick to throw his quarterback under the bus like he did with Eli in that weird-ass Josina Anderson interview 2 years ago. Remember that?
Yes.
In the middle of the season. And he's a guy that was going to the other sidelines during the, you know, unraveling parts of this year in Cleveland saying to the other team, get me out of here.
But what Nick Wright is pointing out is that the media is quick to that got the Julian Edelman got little
no
or
play.
No fanfare. No
right.
fanfare. And it should have, because, oh, by the way, something also laughable. If I hear one more person try to sell me on Julian Edelman for the Hall of Fame, I'm going to throw up where I stand.
Okay.
But anyway,
I know.
No, but that got little. I saw it and it was like a blurb on Bleacher Report.
Right. I think what we have to do is we have to find other misdemeanor acts where a player got arrested for a misdemeanor that happened to be black and sort of judge, was there a lot of coverage of this or not? Because you're now making a coverage argument of, did it get covered enough that he got drunk and jumped on a dude's car and got arrested?
Like I said, it got little or no coverage at all. Like I said, I saw a blurb on Bleacher Report.
Okay, how much coverage did who's Chung for the Patriots?
Patrick Chung.
Did you see where Patrick Chung just got probation for cocaine possession?
It was a blurb on Twitter that I saw, which that should have
been felony. He got very lucky. He was facing felony coke possession, and he got probation. No jail.
They came into his house, and if I remember that story, they came into his house, and
okay.
somebody ratted him out. Yeah.
What's worse? Remember when Chandler Jones was a Patriot and got high on fucking bath salts or whatever and wandered
yes.
into a police station buck naked?
I
disoriented.
Remember that also.
Okay.
Yes.
Did that get the same coverage as Edelman, or more, or less? I don't know.
I can't remember that. I do remember the story. I can't remember it getting covered.
All right. Listen, I will crush white guys acting like dipshits, assholes, bad teammates, whenever possible. And if I'm failing to live up to that standard, then you let me know. All right, my brother?
Okay, wait a minute. Let me ask this question. I'm getting a little bit tired of the white guy quarterback who can run narrative, it being like a unicorn. I'm so sick. It's every white guy who could run. Oh, he's got a little swivel. What? And every quarterback is mobile now. Stop it. The days of Dan Marino are over. Why does Kirk Herbstreit lose his shit over every white quarterback
because,
who can run?
Because Joe Burrow can run for 30 yards on a third and 11.
So can Sunshine from Clemson.
I know.
He can run too.
I know.
I'm just, enough of this. Every quarterback can move now. Stop it.
Yeah. Stop.
Why
stop,
are we acting like...
Stop having low expectations for white guys. It's insulting. It implies...
Doesn't that piss you off?
No.
No, it doesn't?
No. Kids going to school hungry without breakfast. That pisses me off. Underprivileged youths in tough neighborhoods.
Okay. Not piss you off. Doesn't that make you go, stop it? Don't you just say stop it?
I mean, come on. I'm trying to think, like, who has been a highly touted, mostly immobile quarterback that can't run real well?
The Redskins have one.
Yeah, I know, Haskins, and he's black.
Yeah.
He's sort of like Byron Leftwich.
So, you know what?
That's
his doppelganger.
Ding.
Byron Leftwich.
I think Haskins is more nimble than Leftwich. I think he's got good hop and move in the pocket. Well, I don't know. I don't get pissed off by that. Now let's talk about Antonio Brown, shall we?
Oh, God. We do this every week.
Well, because...
We did it last week. We're doing it this week.
New shit every week. I mean, I got to keep up. It's like a TV show, except it's on Instagram.
Broke, she don't drive Bentleys. You see this, sir? This is a fucking Bentley. That bitch is broke with two more other kids. That bitch got none. She don't have no Bentley.
By the way, mother of three of his children. So
yes.
Whatever went wrong between the two, it went way wrong because he hates her now.
She's staying at a hotel. Ask her where she's staying. Ask her.
Okay. that doesn't make a difference.
Bro, she here with my fucking keys, and you said you can't get my keys back.
By the way, they sent
this. By the way, kids are just wandering around the police cars. Yeah.
They sent the Hispanic officer to go talk to him. Tell me that was not on purpose. Had to be. Because you send a white guy, it's confrontational. And if you send a black guy, Antonio Brown is going to call him all kinds of names as well. That Hispanic officer is right in the middle of where he doesn't really have a beef on that guy.
There was a woman there, too.
With him?
Her. Okay. Yeah, there was a woman police officer.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine sending her up? Hey, Rook.
Yeah.
Hey, Rook. It's your first week on the job. Go talk to this guy and see what he wants.
This crazy dude. Yeah.
Right, so get the keys. I'm asking you. Do you got the keys? What could you do?
I think I said that. I'm trying to decipher whether or not this vehicle was given to her.
Bro, this wasn't even about the vehicle.
Let me explain to you.
I'm gonna listen to you.
If she has any sort of proof that.
Bro, she ain't got no vehicle. This is my fucking vehicle. I'm not listening to what you said. No, you ain't telling me the right thing.
Well, I'm not telling you what you want to hear.
No, it don't matter what I want to hear. This is my fucking vehicle. It's here.
That's what I'm trying to do.
And this bitch here fucking here from the hotel. She don't have none. She came in to take the kids to school.
Now, okay. I understand he's hot because he believes that she has no right to the Bentley. And he's trying to get some help from the police officers. They're trying to explain to him, well, if you gave it to her, even though it is a substantial gift of what, $100,000 plus, then you kind of don't have the right to it. Now, I thought this is something the courts would sort out, but if Antonio Brown could be calm, he would just say very plainly, officer, I did not give her that Bentley. I have proof that I did not give it to her, and I'm looking to get it back. Can you help me? And if you can't, what do I need to do to go get it back? Boom, end of story.
But if you're a sane man, you think that. But Antonio Brown is insane.
Exactly. Now, he calls his ex-baby mama a word. I want you to tell me if you know what this is.
She's not getting to school. Okay. She don't have no car. This bitch is a baster. She have two other kids.
There. This bitch is a baster. Did you hear that?
Tell her she don't have none. She came in to take the kids to school.
Good. Yeah,
the kid's not getting to school.
Here.
She don't have no car. This bitch is a baster. She have two other kids. She stay at a hotel. Yeah.
What does that mean? This bitch is a baster.
You know how you just get pregnant just for the money from the baby daddy? That's what she is.
Why is that baster?
Turkey baster, you know, like when women get pregnant. They,
shit. That's quite an insult right there.
That is.
By the way, she's... Do I even say this? She's not that attractive.
I haven't seen a good photo of her. I just see the still photos of the confrontation. There's better photos of her.
She's a fucking lost cause. Look at her. Look at her.
But you have three kids by her.
I know.
But, sir, she's here taking my...
What if the cops said, well, you did fuck her three times at a minimum. minimum. Right, I would have sent him into orbit.
She came for the kids. This is not her vehicle. This vehicle is here. So she's trying to sell you on some bullshit. I'm telling you it's not.
That's why I came here to talk to you, but you're screaming at me.
Because you ain't helping me out. It's been 40 minutes, no justice. Well, 40 minutes, no justice. Don't matter.
3 minutes ago.
Don't matter, bro. Ask these guys. These guys was here. They could tell you. Okay. She's here supposed to take the kids to school. She's trying to steal a vehicle. She shouldn't even be here. I let her in on the script of the kids. You want to see
now
the messages?
Here comes
the kids not
the
going to school.
Problematic
She's
part.
Here trying to steal in the car. Okay. This bitch is a baser, bro. She can't take no car from me. Okay. She evicted. She shouldn't be here. Right. You guys
can
should
you
know
do
that.
Me a favor?
Yes.
Can you do me a favor?
Yes. These niggas got to make calls for niggas to get justice. The police can't even know what to do. They got to call. They feel me? Call all the niggas.
We got to go to jail.
This is what we got to do.
Here it
is. This is white versus black right here in your fucking face right here.
Oh.
Fuck the NFL. Oh. This is real life.
Oh, no. So.
I guess all this is taking away from his online course study.
Yeah, exactly. So, here's white guy, black guy. I noticed a lot of comments from people saying, I got to say a prayer for this guy. He needs help. Get this man help. This poor guy, he needs help. Let's pray for him. White guy, black guy. If a white guy were to do all this and say stuff that is overtly racially charged and insult
a woman, a black woman. Just reverse all the colors. You're telling me that wouldn't be all over every ESPN talking head show? And I'm not sure because I haven't watched. I don't know how many of the did to, did not, oh yeah, facts versus volume shows on ESPN have handled this video, but I really haven't seen it.
I saw it, and it was mostly, he's crazy. He needs help. That's what.
And here's my, and here it is. Here it is on. Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
I did see a show. I did see something with, I know you don't like Sarah Spain, where she was clutching her pearls and saying that the violence towards women, or the words he was using towards his baby mama, that was what she was clutching her pearls.
Well, I mean, I think the pearls deserve to be clutched just a bit. If yes. You're going to be consistent. I mean, that's some very serious vitriol, but here's the thing. You tell me, white guy, black guy, can J.J. Watt do this and get away with it? Or not get away with it? Hold on. Would people say about a J.J. Watt or a Nick Bosa or someone equivalent, white guy star, oh, we got to pray for him, or he's crazy, or poor guy, he needs help? They would just vilify him as a bad guy. One has to remain open to the thought
that... We already know Antonio Brown's a bad guy, though.
Some people think he is lost, addicted to social media, suffering from CTE after the perfect hit. They don't want to believe that the real Antonio Brown is finally coming out at this point of his life and his career. That he really is a bad guy who uses people, who is very racially charged and has a lot of hatred in his heart. And it's not very smart either.
I don't. Well, I'd like to meet people who don't think he's a bad guy. I'd like to talk to those people.
I just think there's a general vibe. There's way more sympathetic comments. All I know is if there's a white guy that can get away with this shit and not get completely blasted, because I think that Antonio Brown's going to get a tryout this summer, and I think he's going to play in the NFL next year. I really do, because the talent is that high. He'll be able to get rehabilitated. At some point, he'll put the fucking phone down, and he'll figure out, okay, I should actually try to play in the NFL.
Wow. I was thinking the XFL might be more on his radar right now.
Well, I don't think he wants to play in that. All right, real quick, is Bill Cowher a Hall of Famer?
No! I don't understand that one.
Jake Cottrell, lifelong Pittsburgh Steeler fan.
I don't get it.
How many championship games did he lose at Three Rivers, at home, at Heinz? At least three, maybe four?
I was going to say at least three. But do you know Tom Flores is not in the Hall of Fame?
An outrage.
Does that make... Yes.
Neither is Mike Holmgren, and neither is George Seifert. And by virtue of Cowher going in, then
Mike Tomlin
is a lock. Tomlin has a better winning percentage, the same Super Bowl appearances and wins, and subverted that hot mess of crazy that you just heard for several years.
I got a lot of vitriol towards me when I said I don't understand why Bill Cowher is going to the Hall of Fame. A lot of Steeler fans said you're not a real Steeler fan. Why? Because what did he do besides have losing seasons, which Tomlin didn't? And you know I'm not a Tomlin fan all the time. He had like 3 or 4 7-9s, 5-10s, and lost championship games at home.
Right.
That doesn't really scream Hall of Fame to me.
Yeah. I don't think so either, but he's a likable guy, and he's on television. And they obviously did this television stunt for both him and Jimmy, and it got milked up big time. And
Jimmy Johnson, I thought he was already in. I didn't know he wasn't in.
Yeah.
I thought he was already in the Hall of Fame.
Guess what ring he's not in? The Cowboy Ring of Honor.
Oh, God. Are you serious? Well,
100% serious because of Jerry's bitterness. It's funny, the Redskins put in Phil Hochberg, a PA announcer, a complete zilch and a nobody, up there right next to Art Monk and Sonny Jurgensen, as well as Wayne Curry, who was the county executive of PG County, that greased the skids for a sweetheart deal for Jack Ken Cook. They're in the Ring of Honor, and Jimmy Johnson is not down in Dallas. How fucking petty is that?
How about that?
How about that, Mr. Fung? All right, before I get to fuck that guy, I hesitate to do this because we shouldn't play FTG for girls. Have you seen...
Why shouldn't we?
Have you seen the video of Patrick Mahomes' girlfriend?
Yeah, she's a little bit too much.
here she is cutting a promo, as the kids say, for the gram. It's all for the gram. On those who didn't think the Chiefs were going to win that game last week.
I want to tune in and say all those people that doubted us and hated on us and thought we were going to lose this day. Yes, I did!
I thought she said go suck it. She says guess again, though.
I thought we were going to lose this day. Yes, I did!
Oh, God, there's nothing worse than your wife or girlfriend talking about sports. Oh.
It's okay if they talk about it sensibly, but I don't know about that. I think she better worry about getting hit with the upgrade button like Russell Wilson did with Ciara. Stand by.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
All right, here we go, Jay. Who is your FTG of the week?
Well, it's not a guy, it's a group. The fucking Pac-12 officials who did the game last night, if they were trying to make that game 5 hours long with their goddamn petty penalties. That's why, by the way, it's the worst conference in college football, the Pac-12, because of its goddamn officials.
There's a reason. There's a reason the phrase Pac-12 after dark is a thing. It's not just because the games are late on the East Coast. It's any kind of crazy shit you can imagine can and will happen in the Pac-12 because the refs are so crazy and incompetent. And Larry Scott is the biggest fraud of a commissioner you've ever seen.
Preach, preach, preach.
Yeah.
Yes.
But he's all yours, Jay, as a USC fan. So to the Pac-12 officials who had to review a pass that fucking bounced on the field. Bounced! What do you say, Jay?
Fuck those guys.
My fuck that guy goes to David Baker, the massive Sasquatch of a loud jacket wearing phony, God, who made sure he was front and center with those Hall of Fame announcements, wearing a blue jacket and a red jacket for the two different hosts. And this guy's background, he was accused of and charged with embezzling a significant amount, several tens of thousands of dollars of like election money, of campaign money, when he ran for fucking dog catcher somewhere. He's a big, ugly Sasquatch who's a complete huckster, and he's making himself part of the story instead of letting those nominated and elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame take the glory. I have no use for him. He is a giant, fat Berman. To David Baker, I say, fuck that guy! And that, Jay, while satisfying to many listeners, is why my career has stalled out at the modest level it is currently at. If you want to get to high levels in broadcasting, people, you got to play the game and you got to not offend anybody. Don't speak too much truth and make sure to kiss some ass. I took that off ramp years ago. There's no getting back on that highway.
I was going to say, well, you've killed that little thing right
there.
Oh,
yeah. I killed it. It's been killed a long time ago. So hopefully my small band of listeners appreciates the fact that I will say what needs to be said in unflinching terms to the asshats and the frauds in sports that deserve it. And you, Jay, are another voice that does the same thing. That's why I love you.
You know Mike Greenberg.
I am not. All right, Jay. Thank you as always. Great run today. We'll talk next week.
Bye bye now.
Bye bye now, as he likes to say. I love that. All right. Let me end on this. I never knew this show existed until Twitter came along and somebody posted a couple of clips. Is that right? It is a game show that was hosted by one Steve-O from Jackass fame. Steve-O being the stuntman, the insane stuntman on Jackass, who I'm surprised he's not dead from the stunts he did. The show is called Killer Karaoke. And imagine a cross between American Idol and Fear Factor. The rule was you had to sing your favorite karaoke song to the music while enduring any number of mystery horrors, sticking your hand into random boxes that have things in it that you don't know what they are, to stepping in things that are disgusting, doing things that scare the shit out of you, And you got to keep singing the song. Otherwise, you're out. You don't win the money. Here was a woman that had to put her hand in a box of live snakes. They were not venomous, although they looked venomous. They might have had their venom removed, but they certainly were nipping at her hands. And it is something else.
Performing before he cheats. Make some noise for Emily Wassler.
Villa Karaoke, start!
Right now, he's probably slow dancing.
She has no idea what's in the box. The audience can see it, though.
Right now, he's probably
keep singing. The second box had a teddy bear in it, but she was convinced it was something evil. She then had to put her head in a box of pigeons. I don't know why that tickles my funny bone. It just does. But there is all kinds of clips. It was a show that only lasted maybe a season or two, and I think it was on True TV. Look it up online if you want a good laugh. If your humor is like mine and you can't stop laughing at that clip. I've watched it probably a dozen times now. It just does not get funny. It does not get funny. It does not stop being funny to see people try to fight their way through singing a song while putting their hand in a box of live snakes that are biting them. Oh my fucking God. Thank you for listening. Download, rate, and review, or you've already downloaded. Rate and review. Tell a couple friends. Subscribe to Fridays, Football Five-Way Fridays. Help support this overall venture. I do appreciate it. Thanks to Jay for coming on today. Have yourself a great Wednesday, and we will see you next time. Okay, my degenerate friends, let's talk about the wonderful dark art of gambling. Yes, dancing with the point spread. Going two fists in all the way up to your elbows, wearing farm animal gloves. All right, that was weird. My point is, every game you watch is a little bit more spicy with something on it, you know? That's why you should get dialed in today at mybookie.ag. I've got an account, and you know what? I throw 10, 15, 20 bucks on stuff all the time. That's it. You can even bet less. MyBookie.ag is perfectly legal, and having worked with them for over 2 years, they are a rare exception of credibility in a sea of fly-by-nighters. And the handful of times anybody has had a problem, they take care of it right away. Why? Because I send one email, and they go, oh, we don't want to get this. We'll take care of this. Relax, everybody. You got me backing you up. NFL, college football, NBA, college hoops, PGA Tour, NHL, Premier League, everything but Bushkazi from Afghanistan, you can bet on it. Right now, MyBookie will match your deposit halfway, all the way up to $1,000 additional to put in play. Terms and restrictions do apply to bonus dollar matches. Read the website for details. Promo code is ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, to get that additional matching money. Get some sweet action in 2020. MyBookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid.